It's now time for a locker room chat with Valley Heights boys and basketball coach Kel Green after a pair of games from this past week. Coach, let's start off with your game at Centralia, as we have a couple of road games to talk about. This first one, though, you guys fall just short, 53-46. You guys were in this one, but unable to get the win. Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, you know, we came out in the first half. We played really well. Went in, I think it was either tie or it was close. We were doing the right things on offense and defense there in the first half, and then came out in the third quarter and was a little slow. They got it by 10, and then we were kind of trailing from there. Fourth quarter made a run and a late push. Didn't have enough to get there, but, you know, that game overall, we did better offensively and played good defense. You know, just a couple minutes in the third quarter kind of hurt us.
Yeah, you guys were pretty consistent offensively in that game. Caden Parker, he led the way in scoring with 12 points. Your thoughts on his performance?
Yeah, he played really well. He's been playing really well these last few games here, and his defense is the main thing. He's kind of sneaky with his points on the offensive end, looks to get to the basket, but defensively he's a big part of our success as a team there and our culture of what we want to try to do and accomplish. So he's a great leader for us.
And Royce Ekstrom, he had just 8 points in this one. He kind of struggled out of the gate, got into rhythm in the fourth quarter. Your thoughts on the way he played?
Yeah, you know, that was his first game back since he was hurt. He sat out for about three or four games. And, you know, for his first game back, I was wondering if he'd be timid or not to stay off that ankle. I could kind of see it a few times, you know, when he would go after rebounds. But, you know, for his first game back, I thought he'd be
And then you guys followed it up with a game against Clifton Clyde. You guys fall in that one 69-45. Your thoughts on that game against the Eagles?
Yeah, again, we came out in the first half, and we came out strong. They got 14-4, and then, you know, we kind of got it out of our heads that we could break the press and handle the pressure. Took it to the halftime tie, 24-24. You know, we played a really good first half. And then the second half came out, made some mistakes on the offensive side of things, and just didn't handle their pressure like we did in the first half. And but offensively, we executed really well. I was happy to see what we did against their zone. Forced them to go back to man. We just need to continue to execute offensively and really work on our defensive pressure, and you know, that'll help us come March.
Yeah, and then you got to take on an Onega team. This is a team that's pretty scrappy. They have that upside to play pretty good. Sometimes they don't quite play as good as they can. What are your thoughts on the Buffaloes this season?
Oh yeah, you know, they're well coached. They play scrappy. You know, it's always going to be a tough game. You know, I got to sit down and watch a little film on them, but. Yeah, it's one of those games that you never know what they're going to come out and do. But I know they like to get some time to the offense, high low. They play some scrappy defense. So we got to continue to work on what we do, work on our offense, play intense defense, and you know, focus on the offense we need to.
All right, Coach, great stuff. Best of luck against the Buffaloes coming up on Friday, and look forward to talking to you again next week in our final edition of Locker Room Chat.
Crazy.
It certainly is, and we really appreciate Coach joining us every single week here on Locker Room Chat. Today's interview has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies.